fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's kick off in Nigeria, where the Football Federation is dispersing $2 million to various clubs, leagues, and governing bodies in the country. A breakdown shows that $1 million is FIFA's support for restarting the football season. $500,000 is FIFA's support for women's football. $300,000 is the Confederation of African Football support to its members. And $200,000 is the Nigeria Football Federation support from sponsor funds. For reaction, Iron Mike Mbonye contacted African football analyst Charles Anazodo.
I really think it's a fabulous idea by the Federation of International Football Association to try and alleviate the sufferings as a result of the global pandemic by sending some amount of money to its member associations within the continents around the world. Absolutely brilliant idea by FIFA. And the Football Federation in itself, you know, sharing $2 million to clubs and, you know, across the leagues is a novel idea. Yes, an idea instituted by FIFA, a suggestion made by FIFA, which the Football Federation have also guaranteed will get to the clubs. Absolutely brilliant. The clubs, I hope, will be able to also do the necessary and send some of these monies to the practitioners themselves, the gladiators themselves, as I refer to them as. And that's talking about the players, because they are the ones who need this thing the most. We hear about clubs in the country not paying the players for as much 6 months. Our clubs of Heartland Football Club have complained incessantly about not receiving their salaries. So this will help Heartland, as an example, to help analysts that these players are going through. I think ultimately it does good for the world of football, and football will continue to happen. And the presidency of the Nigeria Football Federation, led by Maju Pinnick, also making sure that these club sides alleviate their sufferings is absolutely fantastic. There's no loser as far as this situation is concerned. Everybody is a winner. Everybody gets to be a part of the alleviation, and ultimately all goes well for Nigerian football in total.
Do you think the funds disbursed will assist clubs, league bodies overcome the effect of COVID-19?
I don't really think anybody can overcome the effect of COVID-19. It's been a monumental disaster, not just for football, but for every facet of life. And you really cannot recover the amount of monies lost and lives lost, resources lost from COVID-19. So it really isn't about overcoming, it's about alleviating. We have to remember to choose our words very carefully. It's about alleviating the sufferings that people are currently going through and presumably go through as well, because we're not done with this. I mean, it's not looking like it's going to go away in the next 3 months or 4 months, even though they claim that there is a vaccine from the Russians on board. The clubs will be wise enough, I hope, to make sure they use these funds judiciously. It's not funds for traveling or a summer holiday. It's funds to alleviate the sufferings of those practitioners involved in the things of football, of clubs, you know, most especially the gladiators, the footballers themselves. So ultimately, yes, will it overcome? I really don't think so. In the long run, it helps us to extend our belief in football. It helps us to continually believe in football, to love the game of football. And with what FIFA has done, it just shows that football has got a human face. And ultimately, that's what we're looking at. So in terms of overcoming, no. But to alleviate, absolutely.
When do you think the 2020-2021 football season should commence in Nigeria?
The league management company, alongside in the Nigeria Football Federation, did suggest that the season begins September, October. But in all honesty, I don't see that being realistic in any form of measure. What we really must do to ensure that football returns is to do everything that everybody else around the world is doing. And here we are talking about modeling our football after the Europeans. And we see what has been done in Germany. We see what has been done in England. England, in Spain, and of course in the Serie A as well. Do we need to emulate all of these stuff that they've done? Absolutely. You know, tests must be conducted on a regular. And you find as well that despite the tests being conducted on a regular in all of these leagues around the world, players are still contracting this disease. You'd have to go back to a recent story about Barcelona where one of their players recently contracted the virus. You'd have to go back to a couple of days ago, Atletico Madrid, where three of their players contracted just before a supposed Champions League fixture as well. So despite all of the measures that they've taken, despite all of the careful nature that they've absorbed, these things still happen. And we don't have the kind of resources that these people have. So we must be careful of the kind of decisions that we make. We must take into cognizance the safety of the players, the club officials, and most especially the fans at all. Even if we decide to play behind closed doors, we are still going to have to go through all of these processes. And we know exactly what our situation is like. Who pays for all of these tests? Is it the clubs, or is it the government, or is it the LMC or the Football Federation? We have to sort all of these things out before we're able to make a final decision. Now, can we do all of that before the month of September, October? I think so. So, in all honesty, realistically, I'm looking at the league starting next year, 2021, to be honest.
That's Charles Anizodo, an African football analyst. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Lagos, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Charles Anizodo, an African football analyst. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Please, I urge you to continue to stay safe and avoid contracting COVID-19.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm VOA Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In European club football, the quarterfinals of the UEFA Champions League tournament resume later Thursday evening in Lisbon, Portugal. RB Leipzig of Germany is matched against Atletico Madrid of Spain in a one-off knockout match that will be played behind closed doors because of the coronavirus pandemic. Leipzig Spanish midfielder Dani Olmo sizes up Atletico.
We know they are a really strong team. They show this every year in the Spanish league and in Champions. But I repeat, we'll focus on our game. We know that if we play good, we have a lot of chances to go to the next round. So, of course, we expect a tough opponent very hard, but we will give our best.
Danny, what will it be like to play such a big match without fans?
Yeah, it will be a little bit weird, of course, play this kind of competition, Champions League, without the fans. But we really feel them. We don't play only for the club. We play also for them. And we'll give it all that they will be happy and proud of us.
Happy, proud, but probably more relieved are Paris Saint-Germain fans after their team pulled out a 2-1 victory against Atalanta in the first UEFA Champions League quarterfinal in Lisbon. PSG scored two late goals, including a stoppage time winner from substitute Eric Choupo-Moting. Atalanta was competing in their first Champions League campaign. The Italian club took a 1-0 lead on a curling shot from Croatian midfielder Mario Pasalic in the 27th minute and then held out until the 90th minute when Brazilian defender Marquinhos equalized for the French champions. It was a frustrating night for PSG's Brazilian star Neymar, who squandered four good scoring chances in the first half. But Neymar did help set up the two late goals. PSG is through to the semifinals for the first time in 25 years and will next play the winner of Thursday night's match between Leipzig and Atletico Madrid. On Friday night, it's a spicy quarterfinal in Lisbon between five-time European champions Bayern Munich and Barcelona. And the last quarterfinal is Saturday when Manchester City meets Lyon. In his latest Game Room sports package, VOA's Jim Stevenson had round of 16 reaction from Man City's Spanish manager.
So there are still many incredible teams in course, but the important first step for us, for our confidence, for this year, for the future, we beat Real Madrid. It's an incredible for us.
A huge win for English football club Manchester City as it pulled off a 2-1 victory over Real Madrid of Spain to reach the Champions League quarterfinals with a 4-2 aggregate. Manager Pep Guardiola now leads Manchester City to play French opponent Lyon at a single elimination last eight tournament in Lisbon.
We have still three games. We're going to Portugal to enjoy in the country for João Bernardo. Stay there, eat well, be together, laugh a lot, work a lot, and arrive in the best moment to, you know, to play against Olympique Lyon.
Real Madrid coach Zinedine Zidane says his team had a disappointing finish to an otherwise strong season.
Bueno, no podemos estar contentos, obvio, porque perdemos un partido, perdemos una.
We can't be happy because we lost a match. Final, we missed the qualification. But in the end, what remains is what we did throughout the whole season. And we are proud of that. This is football. We lost two matches against a good rival, and we just have to accept that. We had our chances to score, but we missed, especially in the second half when we were playing better. But in the end, this is football. 95% of what we did this season was excellent. Today we played against a great opponent, and we have to accept it.
Excelente. Bueno, hoy jugamos también contra un rival, y hay que aceptar.
Lyon was a giant killer itself, ousting Italy's nine-time consecutive Serie A champion Juventus on away goals after a 2-2 draw on aggregate. Head coach Rudy Garcia was pleased his team fought all the way to the final whistle.
J'étais sous le terrain avec mon équipe. On les a encouragés. C'est ce que je disais derrière. J'ai entendu le staff.
I was on the pitch with my team. I was supporting them. I could hear all the staff, everybody, and I think you've heard them too. We all jumped, tackled, held the ball with them. In the most stressful moments when you are under pressure, you must not forget the basics, and we did so. We kept playing well organized. We remained focused. We didn't lose our cool, and we tried not to just stay back, even if it was hard not to.
On est resté lucide, on s'est pas énervé. On a fait en sorte de pas trop reculer, même si c'était difficile.
Juventus head coach Maurizio Sarri said his team gave everything.
Se dobbiamo avere delle recriminazioni è che abbiamo sbagliato il primo tempo di Lyon.
If we have one regret, it is that we did not play well in the first half in Lyon in the first leg. At this level of competition, you pay for this kind of mistake. You leave this tournament with 8 matches, 6 wins, 1 draw, and 1 defeat. 19 points. If you were in a table, we would be first or second, and we're out instead. This leaves an enormous bitterness. It shows me how cursed this tournament is for Juventus. I would be happy for this match if it wasn't for that bitter fact, because the boys were regenerated. They gave everything. They fought to the end. They put their heart and soul on the pitch. I like them a lot. Cristiano Ronaldo scored 2 goals in the bittersweet 2-1 victory for Juventus. It was a football game played in Shizuoka, Japan, but it had the look and feel of being in Thailand. Shimizu S-Pulse players, including Thai international Tirasil Dangda, who joined the club this year, had their names in Thai on their jerseys for the first time in J-League history as the team hosted a Thai derby match between S-Pulse and Hokkaido Consadole Sapporo with Thai star Chonitip Sonakrisen, who represented the Northern Japanese club. Chinya Yamamuro, Shimizu S-Pulse president, says the game was a special event catered especially for Thailand football supporters. This season, we made the acquisition of Thailand's national player, Tirasil, also known as the hero for Thailand. In the J-League, we have national players from Thailand in Sapporo and Yokohama. I hear that there's a surging interest in the J-League in Thailand. That is why we planned this event, so everyone in Thailand can enjoy seeing their players' performances. Players' names were also displayed in Thai on advertising boards at the front of the south and north stands of the stadium during the match. Yamamuro hopes to build the Thailand connection. Football is a very big sport in Thailand, and Thai people are very amicable towards Japan. So we hope to gain more S-Pulse fans from Thailand. Four Thai players are currently signed to J-League clubs.
Stand up! Stand up!
Sports fans have a lot to hear each day on VOA. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports for the latest from Africa, the United States, and around the world.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro.
Find the Sunny Side of Sports on the radio, online, and as a podcast.
This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
I get it.
I can't believe it, to come in here 24 back and to go out leading the championship is incredible.
Superbike rider Jonathan Rea of Northern Ireland won two races on top of his Kawasaki in Portimão, Portugal, to move to the top of the SBK World Championship standings.
We didn't come here winter testing this year when all the other teams did, and I rode terrible on FP1, and I was starting to panic a little bit, but I could see my pace in the races was very good, especially at the end. I could do exactly what I wanted.
Rea was Superbike champion in 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, and 2019 to make him the most successful world SBK rider in the championship's history. Formula One giants Ferrari, McLaren, Renault, and Williams are accusing the Racing Point team of copying parts of the Mercedes that Lewis Hamilton drove to a sixth world championship last year. That prompted Racing Point co-owner Lawrence Stroll to make a rare public statement.
I do not often speak publicly. However, I'm extremely angry at any suggestion that we have been underhand or have cheated, particularly those comments coming from our competitors.
Stroll says his integrity has been unfairly called to question.
I have never cheated at anything in my life. These accusations are completely unacceptable and not true. My integrity and that of my team are beyond question.
FIA, the sports governing body, penalized Racing Point nearly $470,000 and 15 points.
Everyone at Racing Point was shocked and disappointed by the FIA ruling and firmly maintain our innocence. This team, under various names, has competed in Formula One for over 30 years and today employs 500 people. We've always been a constructor and will continue to be so in the future.
Stroll says Racing Point is appealing the FIA's verdict.
You're in the game room.
Good news for Dutch cyclist Fabio Jakobsen, who is in good condition after he was brought out of an induced coma following a crash with one of his countrymen near the finish line at the Tour of Poland. Dr. Paweł Gruenpetter, deputy director of St. Barbara Hospital. We can talk about specifics because I asked him if he spoke English. He acknowledged by nodding his head, then followed all the instructions I gave him. He moved his head, closed his eyes, raised his his hands, moved his legs, which is all a patient can do during such a test. The 23-year-old Jakobsen was fighting for victory Wednesday toward the end of the first stage when Dylan Groenewegen deviated from his line in the final meters and sent Jakobsen crashing through the roadside barriers. Groenewegen crossed the line in first place, then hit the tarmac himself in a mass crash. The injuries Jakobsen suffered prompted doctors to put him in an induced coma and operate on him for 5 hours. He was very lucky. Treatment was a huge success. He is a young athletic man, and it certainly saved him. The Game Room opens with news stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and the artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Thanks, Heather. We look forward to your next Music Time in Africa show. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In National Basketball Association news, Milwaukee Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo was suspended for one game without pay after headbutting Washington Wizards big man Mo Wagner in a game Tuesday night. It means the NBA's reigning league most valuable player will miss Milwaukee's final regular season game in the NBA's quarantine bubble in Orlando, Florida. The headbutt happened in the second quarter of Washington's 126-113 loss to Milwaukee after Wagner took a charge. Giannis was ejected from the game and afterwards described his behavior as terrible action. The Bucks have locked up the number one seed in the Eastern Conference in the NBA playoffs, and Antetokounmpo will be eligible for Game 1 of Milwaukee's first-round series next week. In NBA action Wednesday, the Los Angeles Clippers and the Indiana Pacers both posted victories in Orlando. The AP's Bruce Morton reports.
The Clippers slowly pulled away in the fourth quarter to defeat the porous Nuggets 124-111. With the victory, L.A. clinches the second seed in the Western Conference playoffs. Denver was within 100-97 early in the fourth quarter, but two free throws from Kawhi Leonard capped a 15-6 Clips run, making it 115-103 with 3:33 to go. Leonard finished with 26 points, topped only by Paul George, who scored 27 for a Clipper team that helped itself to 74 second-half points. Indiana overcame a mammoth effort by James Harden to defeat Houston 108-104. Miles Turner had 18 points for the Pacers, while Edmund Sumner came off the bench to chip in with a season-high 17 points. Down 14 with 5 minutes left, Harden led a rocket comeback as Houston pulled to within 106-104 with 27 seconds to go. Justin Holiday sank a pair of free throws with 6 ticks remaining, and Indiana had the victory. Harden sparkled with 45 points and tied a career high with 17 rebounds. I'm Bruce Morton.
Thanks, Bruce. Finally, in athletics, 11 reigning world champions are scheduled to compete Friday evening in Monaco at the first Diamond League meeting of the season. One of them is Uganda's reigning world 10,000 meters champion, Joshua Cheptegei, who says he's targeting a new 5,000 meters world record in Monaco. Ethiopia's Kenenisa Bekele holds both the 5,000 meters and 10,000 meters world records. Kenenisa's 5,000 meters world record of 12 minutes and 37.35 seconds was set in 2004 in the Netherlands. And that wraps up the August 13th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC. VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.